everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today here on this Friday, January 23rd, 2026 edition. MERS News Service has a story that I want to talk about today. Gubernatorial campaign of U.S. Congressman John James released a 63-second video yesterday that makes the case that their candidate is President Donald Trump's best chance to see Republicans carry Michigan for its congressional candidates. Otherwise, if James is not successful, Republicans are at risk of losing the U.S. House and Donald Trump will be impeached. The video comes just 2 days after a dark money outfit that may have connections to likely Republican candidate Perry Johnson spent $141,000 in Detroit media buys to make the case that James is running for governor despite the wishes of President Donald Trump to run for re-election in the politically competitive 10th Congressional District. This ad makes the stakes unmistakable, said James spokesperson Hannah Ozentowski. If Republicans lose Michigan, Democrats will move to impeach President Trump and will grind the American First agenda to a halt. John James is the conservative fighter who can win and whose Michigan families can trust to hold the line, end quote, said his spokesperson. The James campaign called the video a statewide ad, although it's not clear if there's any money behind it. The political ad tracking website Ad Impact did not have any record of James's campaign putting money behind the video. Well, immediately, the Michigan Democratic Party sent out a media blast that the Michigan First Principles anti-James entity bought out nearly all the ads on the Detroit News homepage yesterday. It's now clear that the John James campaign is panicking, and now he's desperately doing everything he can to try to show loyalty to President Trump, no matter how much his failed policies have hurt Michigan, said Derek Honeyman, the Michigan Democratic Party spokesperson. Kind of interesting, because this is absolutely a paradigm shift in this Republican gubernatorial primary race. Allegedly, according to all the pollsters, polling companies, alleging that Donald Trump not wanting John James to run for governor but to stay in the 10th Congressional District has evidently fallen on deaf ears, because all of the polling is showing that James is close to almost 50% in the polling done by who? Left-leaning, progressive, in some cases, known Democrat polling agencies. Of course, they're going to say James is the front runner. They want the Republicans that vote in the Republican primary to believe that. Why? Because they believe he is the easiest candidate to defeat in November. That's the bottom line. Meanwhile, at the same time, they're claiming that Jocelyn Benson is leading in the Democrat primary that the Democrats are holding, where now it's been reduced to just two candidates, Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson and Benson. Why? Because the Lieutenant Governor, Garland Gilchrist, dropped out of the governor's race and is now running for Secretary of State. Well, on the Democrat side, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, Democrat of Grand Rapids, has formally come out and endorsed Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson for governor. She did this yesterday afternoon during a campaign stop at Copper Moon in Lansing, saying Benson has proven she can deliver results and stand up for Michigan families amid rising costs and uncertainty coming from the federal level. Brinks framed the 2026 election as a response to what she describes as increasing financial pressures on families, cuts to health care, and tied to decisions all coming from Washington, D.C. She pointed to Benson's record as Secretary of State, both evidence of her values and effectiveness, citing the transformation of branch offices, expanding self-service stations, and reducing wait times. Brinks also credited Benson's role in defending the election process during the 2020 cycle, saying that she showed the courage needed to protect voters' rights while under pressure. She highlighted Benson's early release of a health care plan, her focus being on affordability, also including housing, child care, and energy costs, as well as her ability to win statewide races, calling her our strongest candidate running for governor. After accepting the endorsement, Benson laid out her case for governor, framing the race as a test of whether state government works for the people amid rising costs, health care losses, and what she described as a threat to the rights of democracy. She pointed to her record of standing up to the pressure as Secretary of State, saying she would continue to defend our voting rights, even if it means armed protesters show up at my house while my four-year-old's inside. Again, referring to allegedly armed protesters showing up at the governor's office. So, very, very interesting development going on in both the Republican gubernatorial nomination process as well as the Democrat side. Now, one of the main focus of the Democrat Party is because of Metro Detroit. Former Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan from Detroit is running as an independent. So if that ends up being the case, Benson is the nominee for the Democrats. How will she be able to get the vote from Detroit? Basically, taking it from the very popular former mayor of Detroit. Well, Brinks, the Senate Majority Leader, in answering that question, acknowledged that Metro Detroit naturally produces a large share of political candidates, but this race is going to boil down to statewide. The outreach required is essential. There's certainly more people there in Wayne County, city of Detroit, but the state outnumbers Wayne County and Detroit by itself. Pointing to past statewide races, she says, yes, perhaps we are a purple state, but you can't do it without covering every part of the state. Benson then pointed out, just because somebody is from a large city, metropolitan area, they have no track record in a statewide electoral vote. Geography has not been a limitation to her campaigns. This will be my fourth statewide campaign. As Secretary of State, I won statewide in 2022, for example, winning by 14 points and counties on the west side of the state. No other Democrat has ever been able to do that. And she is consistently showing up in West Michigan. She emphasizes her presence across the state, saying she has visited every county. Really? I don't remember you coming to Antrim. Grand Traverse? Maybe, but not Antrim. Charlevoix? Emmett? Sheboygan? You guys ever remember seeing Benson on the campaign trail? Well, she finishes up by saying, no matter where you live in Michigan, what zip code you have, or what your area code is, or even what time zone you're in, I'll make sure Michigan government is showing up for you and saving you money. Right. How are you exactly going to do that? It's one thing to say it, but it's another to actually propose plans to do it. Now, I've gone to her website, folks. I don't see policy anywhere. No way has she, in any way, shape, or form, been able to say or prove on her website what she's going to do if elected governor of the state of Michigan. And that's why I'm saying it's so critically important that the Republicans pick the right candidate to be the nominee running against her and Mike Duggan in November. But obviously, John James is feeling some kickback from this campaign, calling on him to drop out of the governor's race and to stay in the 10th Congressional District. And he's even putting out a video to counter it. So we'll keep an eye on this. We'll see where this goes and continue to give you updates, polling data information, as well as the pulse on the ground. Right now, as a Republican, would you vote for John James in the August 4th primary to be the next governor of the state of Michigan? Or are you looking at other candidates? Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I was just listening to a voicemail from Robert up there in Presque Isle County saying that the solar panels, evidently wherever he was at, totally covered with snow and ice and actually not even facing the direction of where the sun is coming from. So how much electricity are they actually generating today? Well, the answer, of course, is none. So where are the sweepers? Where are the warm water? Where is the people out there clearing the snow and ice off these solar panels to make sure they generate electricity? Not happening. So pretty interesting, pretty interesting. I got a couple other stories here that I'm going to wrap up real quick with short tidbits coming out of Lansing. House committee advances bills targeting forced labor and boosting the AG's processing. Kind of an interesting take. Supreme Courts consider if bait and switch is actually a sting operation. Unemployment numbers steady in December. Retailers are sitting on the edge, waiting to see what happens in the spring. And also, Department of Justice says that Michigan's cage-free egg law is now contributing to egg prices going up. So, kind of interesting. Also, bipartisanship in the education policy of banning cell phones being passed in Lansing. They are looking at eliminating cell phones use while in K through 12 public schools. Senate passed the legislation that was approved by the House earlier this week to ban cell phones altogether. Thursday's vote solidified bicameral support for a very rare bipartisan effort by Michigan's divided legislature when it comes to policy, education. That's proving very pivotal in the 2026 race for control of state government. Education has become increasingly politicized nationwide in recent years. With the China virus pandemic igniting a conservative movement aimed at giving parents a greater say in their kids' learning, Republicans criticizing perceived left-wing radicalism in the public schools on their way to election victories. Well, the debate has been particularly fierce here in Michigan politics, mostly due to the state's dismissal of reading scores. Yeah, they actually got rid of that. Remember under Governor Rick Snyder, Republican control of the House and the Senate? We had third grade reading test scores that determined whether or not a young person could be promoted to the fourth grade. If you couldn't read well enough based on your test scores, you'd be held back. Well, the Democrats got rid of that. Dana Polhanke, Democrat from Livonia, says if this bill package passes, we will have passed two very solid school policy bills within the past month, indicating that, yes, we can come together across the aisle and across the chambers to do the right things for kids, parents, and schools. Though an amendment Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt introduced failed, he went on to say that this legislation is a good reminder that education policy shouldn't be partisan, before arguing that it is too often has been the case under Democratic leadership of our state government. Of course, Eric Nesbitt is running for governor on the Republican side. One prominent Michigan politician has been skeptical that partisan politics political system lends itself to improving the state's education system. Former Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan ditched his native Democratic Party to run for governor as an independent. And he's argued while out on the campaign trail that the lack of allegiance to either side of the aisle uniquely positions him to improve education in Michigan. Well, we'll see where that goes. Now, on the Senate side, the package passed 34-1 with only Michelle Hidatsa opposing it. A tie-bar bill that provides an exemption for cell phone use in the event of emergencies was passed in the Senate, but now it has to go back and be approved by the House before the legislation will be sent to Governor Gretchen Whitmer to be signed into law. Previously, they were considering letting local school districts set their policies. Well, that wasn't good enough. So basically, it's now been taken up, passed in the House and the Senate, and now has to go back for the House to approve the Senate's bill. Well, that's it for this week. We now head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay warm.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim.